No, you didn't. That's good to go?
I think so. We'll find out tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:11. So the first item of business is the attendance. President Yamagishi. What's that? Where's the other mic?
What's that?
Hello? Okay, I think that's okay. Just do a check right here.
Huh?
Let me do a check.
Yep, you just do a check.
Okay.
First, send us up.
All right, Vice President Chellen.
Present.
Vice President Kuzma.
Present.
That's working.
I think you have yours on priority.
No, that's right.
Oh.
Oh. Try it now?
Yeah, it works now.
Yeah? Vice President Chima.
Chima.
Present.
Vice President Sumar.
Present.
Undergraduate Governor Kelly.
No, they're proxying.
Right, sorry. And how do you pronounce your last name?
Orza.
Orza?
Yeah.
Perfect. Councillor Milner. Councillor Kim.
Present.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Councillor Mills.
Present.
Councillor Ruth.
Present.
Councillor Borden.
Present.
Councillor Lay.
Present.
Councillor Holt. Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Mikula. Councillor Curlew. If you're proxying for one of these members, I apologize if I didn't get my email, but if you hear the member who you're proxying for, please just shout out. Proxy for Councillor Liang, Ricky Shao.
Yeah, present.
Is that how I pronounce your name?
Yes.
Yes, perfect. Councillor Crone. Councillor Babick.
Present.
Councillor Ritz.
Present.
Councillor Carson.
Present.
Councillor Bellinger. Councillor Chaudhry.
Present.
Mr. Power for Councillor Champagne.
Present.
Councillor Chong.
Present.
Councillor Kochiki Zeal.
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure I get that right. How do you like me to say it?
Kuchi Krill.
Kuchi Krill?
Yeah.
Oh, correct me. Let's get it right. Kuchi Krill?
Kuchi Krill.
Kuchi Krill.
Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Nguyen.
Present.
Councillor Pham.
Present.
Councillor Bui. That's correct, right? Councillor Obifuna?
Present.
Is that the correct pronunciation? No? Do you want to correct me? Please?
Obifuna.
Close. Okay. Councillor Hodgson?
Present.
And I am here, and the general manager is not. Okay. So the next item of business is speakers' business. And I think the first thing that we're going to do here is the installation ceremony. So if you would all rise, proxies included. Okay, and repeat after me. President Yamagishi, you ready?
Okay.
I am not here for me.
I'm not here for me.
I'm here for the people.
I'm here for the people.
That lent me their power.
That lent me their power.
In exchange for a promise.
In exchange for a promise.
I will keep that promise.
I will keep that promise.
To make decisions with their interests in mind.
To make decisions with their interests in mind.
I will vote after knowing the facts.
I will vote after knowing the facts.
Not before.
Not before.
I will use Robert's rules for their purpose.
I will use Robert's rules for their purpose.
Not my own.
Not my own.
I will oppose ideas.
I will oppose ideas.
Not people.
Not people.
I will think before I speak.
I will think before I speak.
Not speak just to think.
Not speak just to think.
I will take the job seriously.
I will take the job seriously.
Or not take the job at all.
Or not take the job at all.
I will represent my students' interests.
I will represent my students' interests.
Not my own.
Not my own.
I am not here for me.
I am not here for me.
Great, thank you. Okay, so today's speaker's business is going to take a lot longer than usual, just because it's the first meeting. Basically, the first thing I want to do is explain the agenda to you so that you understand it. Everyone, if you have any questions, feel free to ask. The way to ask a question is point of parliamentary inquiry. That's basically how does this thing work that you're talking about. And so you can ask that at any time. If you believe something is incorrect, the rules aren't being followed, that's when you would say point of order. And point of information is used when somebody else is speaking and you are wanting to ask them a question during their speaking turn. Okay? So the agenda, how it works, is you'll notice there are two agendas. For some of you, this is going to be very old. But there are two agendas. So one is the main editions. And the deadline to get on the main editions is Friday morning before Tuesday council meetings by 8 a.m. And basically, any item on the main agenda will be considered unless it is voted by the council not to consider that item or it is ruled out of order by the speaker. If you send something in by Tuesday at noon, so that's the day of Students' Council at 2 o'clock, actually, correct?
Yes.
Sorry, at 2 o'clock, you will make it on the late editions. Members may move items from the late editions onto the main agenda, but you would have to do that through a special order of council. Otherwise, it will not appear on the agenda, with exception of something that I put forward as speaker onto the main agenda. What else should I say? Okay, so the way that we go down is you can see, if you go through, take your main agenda, you can see the items here, and what these numbers on the side correspond to are the items on the agenda, and then you'll see attachments next to certain items. So if you look down, for example, at information items, you'll see SC 12.01.02 next to Petros Kuzmu VP External Report, and that refers to in the agenda near the back. You'll notice the report under that. If you look on the top right of the page, you'll notice that the corresponding document. And so basically how it works is we go through the agenda in that order, and then we don't actually discuss information items. They're on the agenda for you, for your information, and you feel free to ask questions about them or make a report about them should that information item be coming from your committee or portfolio. Does anybody have any points of parliamentary inquiry about the agenda? No? Okay. Perfect. So, what else? All the committees met before this meeting, and so that's all worked out. All the committees have chairs and have meeting schedules. I have all of the minutes, if you're a committee chair or a committee member, and I apologize for not getting them out to you quicker. It has been a very busy week, but I will get them out to you this week, and then from that time, I guess you'll be responsible for dealing with the minutes. I'll send you an email explaining everything if you're a committee member or chair later on this week. If you've been emailing me, if you've been corresponding with me, you likely have been using one of two email addresses, and that's either rti@ualberta, which is my personal account, or president@su. President@su is now turned over to President Yamagishi, so if you're trying to get a hold of me, do not use that address. You can use the rti, but the most ideal address, if you have a question for me, would be speaker@su.ualberta.ca. I will also be sending you out, each of you out, a little summary sheet of Robert's Rules for information that you need to know. I'll just try to make it very short so that you don't need necessarily to spend too much time on it, but feel free, if you'd like more information on it, to email me and I'll send you a much more thorough detailed package. Just a couple notes. When you want to ask a question or make a comment, always direct it through the chair, through the speaker. So you will start it up by Mr. Speaker, and that's who you're directing it. That is basically so that there are no direct affronts to any council member or executive member on council, and it's to keep things a little bit more civil and objective. Also, you must refer to fellow members of council by their title. So that would be Vice President Sumar, Councillor McGinn. That's how you do that. Anything else? The Skype name, I made a mistake to any of you that asked originally about Skype, or if anyone you're asking, the name is actually UASU Council. I initially told them UASU Students Council. So if you would like to Skype in, just let me know 48 hours in advance. And same goes with proxies. And for any correspondence that you have that's wanting to do something at the meeting or get something on the agenda, if you could email myself, Nicole, as well as any member of council that's implicated by it. So for example, if you want to submit a written question, you would submit it to both myself, Nicole, and the individual at which your question is addressed. Make sense? Okay. And also there are parking passes here for those of you who requested your parking passes. You can come grab them during break or at the end of the meeting. Okay, and now off to the more regular items of business. So from the late additions, I will be moving item 7F onto the main agenda to take place right after 7E. Sure. Those are your appointments. There's been an administrative error, so there are also a couple of items that aren't appearing on the late additions or the main agenda that will be moved onto the main agenda, and these are appointments. And so there are two appointments, both moved and seconded by Yamagishi and Chima. And they're dealing with an appointment to the Athletics and Recreation Fee Advisory Committee and an appointment to the Health Center Advisory Group. So those will be items 7G and 7H. Of other note, you'll notice in the information package, the CRO resignation, and that is on the late additions. So that's just effective May 7th. The CRO will not be in office. And the term of CRO, there was a new CRO ratified, but their term begins June 1st. Just so you all know, CRO, Chief Returning Officer. So the person that runs elections. And the other item of note is Councillor Bellinger's resignment from the Budget and Finance Committee. Okay. So this meeting, I'm going to be going very slow, both for your benefit and for mine. This is my first meeting as well. So if you have any questions, again, just please feel free to jump in. It's likely that I'll be making mistakes, so feel free to call me out on those. And with that, we will move directly. Actually, the nominations take priority, so we'll move right on to item 7A. Chima moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the Student Legal Services Board of Directors. Vice President Chima, would you care to introduce?
Certainly. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. There are four of these motions which essentially have the same form and slightly different content. The Students' Union collects and disperses four external dedicated units or DFUs. So these go to SLS, Student Legal Services, Amesbury, Gilbert, and Public Interest Research Group, the Gateway Student Journalism Society, and the Prince Alberta Campus Radio Association. Because we collect and appeal behalf of these groups and disperse them.
Sorry, Vice President, would you mind speaking up a little bit?
Yeah, certainly. So because we collect fees on behalf of these groups and then disperse them to initial and certain requirements, we also do have audit obligations and a certain level of oversight through their boards of directors. And that's done through council appointment, one position on each of their boards. So we get a total of four councillors, one for each of these organizations. And we're going to start with the Student Legal Services Board of Directors.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. So with that, are there any nominations?
Plymouth Parliamentary Inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Of course.
Do these motions not require a seconder?
That is correct. Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. So that would actually be a point of order. Well, it could be a question. That's fine. So is there a seconder for a nomination? Vice President Sumar. Perfect. With that, are there any nominations? Vice President Kuzma.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I nominate Councillor Babak.
Councillor Babak, do you accept?
I do. Thank you.
Perfect. Are there any further nominations? With that, congratulations. Oh, Councillor, Vice President Kuzma. With that, congratulations to Councillor Babak. Okay, item 7B, Chima moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the Alberta Public Interest Research Group Board of Directors. So first, is there a seconder for that motion? Vice President Sumar, thank you very much. Vice President Chima, would you care to introduce?
This is essentially the same deal, but this one's for Avery instead of SLS. And I assume that everybody has a face about how much of what Avery does.
Council, if you could if you would not mind speaking a little bit, perhaps more loudly and a little bit more slowly than you would, you'll notice that there's an interpreter here, and it would be a little bit easier for them to do their job if you could do that. Thank you very much. So, with that, are there any nominations?
Point of personal privilege.
Of course.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was wondering if Vice President could explain what Avery is.
That is not a point of personal privilege. That would be a point of information that should have been directed during the Vice President's introduction. But with that, I will allow the Vice President to give a little more information if you would like.
The Alberta Public Interest Research Group is a third party organization intended from the Students' Union. They are located on campus at an office in Huffwell. And one of the major things that they do is they provide grant funds for other groups that are providing various activities and events to support activities that contribute towards the public interest.
Great. So are there any nominations? Councillor Kim.
I would like to nominate Councillor McGinn.
Councillor McGinn, do you accept?
Oh, I do.
Councillor Lay.
I'd like to second the nominee, Councillor Ruth.
Councillor Ruth, do you accept?
I respectfully decline.
Are there any further nominations? Mr. Power.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Kendall.
Well. Are there any further nominations?
Mr. Speaker, point of information.
Go ahead.
How would I nominate myself in this? Can I just speak up and say it, or how would I do this?
Yes, you may. Councillor Hodgson nominates himself. I'm going to guess he accepts. Are there any further nominations? Okay, so how this is going to work is we will give each councillor 1 minute to speak, starting with Councillor McGinn, and followed by Councillor Hodgson, and then we will go to a vote. So, Councillor McGinn, you have 1 minute.
First, I'd like to thank Councillor Kim for nominating me. I would like to mainly partake in this position simply because I recently was selected as chair of the Student Umbrella for Social Justice. As well as I have been working with members from APERG over the last year from my volunteer experience with different student groups on campus. I just feel that this is really in line with my interests, and I have a personal interest in where APERG is going, so I just feel that because of my interests are kind of in line with APERG, that I would be more than welcome to actually make the commitment to attend the meetings that I am required to attend and possibly work even further with them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor McGinn. Councillor Hodgson.
So I would like to sit on this board because, one, I'm the chair of the audit committee now, and I know that's one of the groups that we review for the fee, so I think getting a better idea of what they do might be a good idea. I'm also interested in what AFIRG does. I've never really been involved in the organization, which I'd like to get to know them better and see what they do.
Thank you very much, Counselor. Okay, so how this is going to work is we're going to attempt to use the voting system. And so we'll make, if you would like to vote for Councillor McGinn, you'll press 1. And if you would like to vote for Councillor Hodgson, you will press 2. Don't understand? 1 minute.
Point of personal privilege?
Sure.
How would myself and Councillor Mills vote?
Yes, good question. Feel free to type in an instant message. I've turned the screen off, so only I'll be able to see it. Is it working?
No. Point of personal privilege?
Yeah.
I have a message that says the call host is using an old version of Skype that can't combine calls and IMM or IM at the same time.
Perfect.
Send an email.
Tell you what, do you both have my phone number? Can you text me?
Okay.
Councillor Mills, is that okay?
I did send it to you on Skype.
You did send it to me on Skype. It's not working, Councillor Mills. Would you mind just texting?
Sure. What's your phone number?
Sorry. 780. 298-7764.
Thanks for your number.
Okay, go ahead and vote.
Point of information, which was the numbers again?
Number 1 was for Councillor McGinn, number 2 is for Councillor Hodgson.
Thank you.
Did you get it?
Yep. Okay, congratulations to Councillor McGinn. I apologize for this, Council. We will get... Okay, I apologize, Council. We will get this Skype figured out for next meeting. What?
We didn't know it was voting. Well, I voted, but this is still lit up.
Yes.
It's, what happens when you vote is it... You still... The light stays on. It blinks, then when you vote, it's the light doesn't blink anymore.
Yes. Choice. Yes. Choice is still...
Yes.
You weren't aware of the voting yet. Yeah. We didn't vote out.
Take that back.
Okay, I guess we'll redo that vote. Everybody, if you miss a spot and it's because you're talking, I'm not going to let you redo it again. Everyone understand? It's your last warning. Is everybody ready? So 1 is for Councillor McGinn and a 2 is for Councillor Hodgson. Congratulations to Councilor McGinn. Okay, so we're going to move on to item 7C. Vice President Kuzma moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the Gateway Student Journalism Society Board of Directors. Vice President Kuzma, would you like to introduce?
Point of order, Mr. Speaker. Can you second for this motion?
Go ahead. Correct. Is there a seconder? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So the Gateway Student Journalism Society is pretty much the board that runs the Gateway. It's fun times. They meet approximately once a month. Not that much of a commitment. It's also nice to familiarize yourself with some of the other Gateway employees and how the organization, how the paper is run. So yeah, good times. I had a blast when I was sitting in a, I think 2 years ago. So I would highly recommend it. Yeah, good times, and it's just once a month.
So, and they usually have pizza, so that helps.
Get pizza. That's it.
Okay. I was just thinking about it as well. If you do have a question about what the committee does, I believe actually a point of parliamentary inquiry would be in order to ask what the committee function actually is, just if you do have any questions about that. So with that, is there a anyone would like to make a nomination? Vice President Kuzma.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Kim.
Councillor Kim, do you accept?
Oh, I accept.
Are there any further nominations? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Carson.
Councillor.
Thank you, but I respectfully decline.
President Yamagishi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Power.
Mr. Power.
Mr. Power for Councillor Champagne will accept.
Have you run this past Councillor Champagne?
He likes journalism.
As your as proxy, you have that right. Are there any further nominations? Okay. So we're going to give 1 minute to Councillor Kim and 1 minute to Mr. Power. So, Councillor Kim, go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, Vice President Pitcher for Kuzma for the nomination. I'm very passionate about this media, and I think that Gateway is a wonderful newspaper, so I'd like to learn more about how this organization works. And then I'd also like to interact more with people who work in the organization. So, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Power.
Corinne has been a little bit involved in journalism at Campus Saint-Jean, and I know he per se is interested in journalism, but it looks like this will be something that I think Mr. Kim will just have someone to teach because I didn't actually know this too.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we will go to a vote once again. So Councillor Kim will be number one, Mr. Power will be number two, and if you are Skyping in, if you could just text me with your vote, that would be fantastic. Okay, go ahead now. Congratulations to Councillor Kim. Okay, moving on to item 7E. Vice President Kuzma moves to appoint one member of Students' Council to the First Alberta Campus Radio Association Board of Directors. Do I have a seconder for this motion? Vice President Sumar, thank you very much. Councillor Kuzma, would you care to introduce?
Yes, thanks a lot. So BACRA is pretty much the board that covers CJSR. In case you don't know, the university, we have a campus radio station. It's in the basement of the sub. It used to be in a bank vault. It's really neat. They play all types of music from, like,
traditional ethnic Eritrean or Ethiopian music to like alternative indie or heavy metal. So they have pretty much something for everybody. So this board, they essentially just govern it. They, once again, they meet like once a month, very casual. They, no pizza usually, but they do bring baked goods. They're awesome. Like, they're legit the funniest people ever. So it's pretty much like one of the funnest community experiences I've ever had. So I highly recommend it. If you want to learn more about like radio stations and how they work and the music industry kind of, I highly recommend you guys check this community out. I had a blast, and I'm sure you will too. So.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. Are there any nominations? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Carson.
Councillor Carson, do you accept?
Yes, I do.
Councillor McGinn?
Oh, it's not.
Sorry, Councillor McGinn had his placard up first.
Sorry.
I would like to nominate Board of Governors Rep Kelly.
I'm afraid, since he's not here and there's no... there is a proxy for him. Apologies. Thank you very much. Just want to make sure you're right. Ms. Orza, do you accept?
Bog Rep Kelly would like to accept.
Perfect. Councillor Wynn?
I'll let you nominate myself.
Okay. Take it, you accept. Are there any further nominations? Okay. So what we're going to do is give 1 minute to each speaker, starting with Councillor Carson, then moving on to Ms. Orza, and then moving on to Councillor Wynn. So, Councillor Carson.
I would love to be a member of that community because I make music for a living. That's how I pay for school, so it's a big part of my life. And I believe that we can take CGSR and spread it throughout campus. We can use it to contact more students, to get more students involved in university and campus life. The sky's the limit with what we can do with it, and I really think that I would be a strong member of that group, of that family, to push that forward. That being said, I am going to be a second year student, so that is the one thing is that I don't have experience on things like this. But I'm just like to be a part of it.
Thank you very much. Ms. Orza.
Brent prepared a statement for me to read. He says, "Hey Council, I was on the Thacker board last year and it was a great experience for me. I worked together really well with the other board members and my membership on the board gave me a chance to see how governance of campus radio really works. I also participate on one of CSJR's popular radio shows, Skeptically Speaking, that's what it's called. Thus I bring an invaluable perspective as someone who helps run one of the shows on CSJR to the Thacker board. Finally, I met with the CSJR Executive Director, Sarah Edwards, and she feels it would be very valuable to have someone who sits on the Board of Governors on the Thacker Board to build a relationship with the higher governance of the university. For these reasons, I hope you will consider voting for me to be appointed to the Thacker Board. Thank you."
Thank you very much. Councillor Wynn.
Actually, I was involved in doing this. I'll let you vote with somebody else.
Okay. Take that off. Okay, so this is going to be the same as previously, with number one indicating Councillor Carson and number two indicating Ms. Orza on behalf of Governor Kelly. If you are Skyping in, if you could text message me your vote. Thank you very much.
And go ahead.
Congratulations to Ms. Orza on behalf of Governor Kelly. Okay, so with that, as I indicated, we're going to move on to item 7F, which is on the late editions. Item 7F, Hodgson moves to appoint 2 members of Students' Council to the Audit Committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? Vice President Sumar. Councillor Hodgson, would you like to introduce?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So we need a few more people on the committee. Currently we have four, which is four, so it's kind of tricky meeting. Also, workload chaotic is a little bit heavier for people to manage, so having people with the workload on would be much better. Given a full set of chaotic as all the credit card statements of the SU, whatever the exact thing, and and we also review at least four SU businesses in the first trimester, so that's May to August. Just kind of going through the standing orders. We plan out the review of SU departments and review existing progress. So this is an example of what we do. We just need a couple more people to support the committee, so please step up.
Great. Thank you very much, Councillor Hodgson. So I hope you could all hear that. Just so you know, that would have been a perfect, if you couldn't hear that, for example, that would have been a perfect use of a point of personal privilege, asking me to try and fix that. But hopefully you did all hear that. If you do have any questions, you can address it through a point of parliamentary inquiry. With that, are there any nominations to the audit committee? Vice President Sumar.
Actually, just a quick question. I was just wondering if you could outline who the current members of the audit committee are.
Councillor Hodgson?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Sure. So the question was, who currently sits on the audit committee?
Let me try and grab a list. I am currently the chair. Councillor Mills sits on the committee as well, and I'm trying to figure out where I can get a list. Sorry, I don't have the other two names off the top of my head, but
okay. I believe that if you're on the audit committee, can you raise your hand? As well as Councillor Mills. That answer your question, Councillor Sumar? Yes. Okay. Are there any nominations?
When parliamentary inquiry, how often does the committee meet?
I believe the committee is scheduled to meet every second week.
Thanks.
Vice President Chellen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's why my councillor will be a full
Thank you. I accept.
Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Lay.
Councillor Lay.
I accept.
Vice President Kuzmu.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to nominate Councillor Ford.
Are there any further nominations? President Yamagishi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Kochi Kuryu.
I respectfully decline.
Okay. Councillor Kochi Kuryu.
I like to nominate Councillor Liang.
Councillor Liang, you accept. Oh, this is the proxy. Excuse me. Mr. Shao, on behalf of Councillor Liang.
I want to accept.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? Okay. So there are three members, Councillor Obiafuna, Councillor Lay, and Mr. Shao. So we will do the same thing, 1 minute each, starting with Councillor Obiafuna, second Councillor Lay, and lastly, Mr. Shao. So Councillor Obiafuna.
Okay, hello, thank you. My name is Victory, and I'd like to be on the audit committee, mostly because I want more experience working with the different committees on council. And since I'm not on any committees at this point, I would really like this position. Personally, I don't have any experience with finances, but I really think that I can learn through being on this committee and learn about the finance of the SU. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councillor Wei.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good day, Council. I'm John Schley. Can I sit on? I'm the faculty of business, and so with that, I take audit. I take accounting and finance and all that stuff, and I'm on the budget and finance committee. So just knowing the numbers, I think it would go hand in hand BFC and one business unit. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Mr. Shao.
Can I pass it to someone else?
I suppose so.
So Councilor Liang had earlier indicated that he would like to be on a committee. And like I think this goes well with his areas of expertise, given his previous work history and such. And I believe also he was recently accepted a position as one of the vice presidents for engineering. I don't know exactly how that works, but I do know Ty is working with this position as well, and I think he would be a great fit in this role.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, but I believe point of parliamentary procedure. There are actually 7 spots on the audit committee and 4 members. I was just, is there a reason why we're not accepting 3 more?
The motion is currently to nominate 2 members. What the member could do is move an amendment to the motion to change it to look through the nomination process. What I would suggest the member do, because we're already through the nomination process, is to allow this election to go forward. And if you would like to make a motion afterwards to nominate an additional member to the audit committee, that would be in order. Okay, so with that, we're going to do a vote, this time between 3 individuals. So the number 1, 2, and 3 will be used. Number 1 will be a vote for Councillor Obiafuna. Number 2 will be a vote for Councillor Lay. And number 3 will be a vote for Councillor Liang, or Mr. Shao as the proxy.
Point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Sure.
I don't believe you can press more than 2 buttons at a time. So it might be more appropriate to have each person vote yes or no for each individual, and then counting the number of votes that way.
That's a good question. What we're going to do is we're going to do 3 votes. Apologies, that was a very good point, Vice President. So what we're going to do is we're going to do 3 votes, and each member, or sorry, 2 votes, and each member may vote once each vote. Does everybody understand? Yes? That makes sense. If you're Skyping in, you may text. You know what, just take a 2-minute recess. That's what I'm thinking about this incorrectly. So feel free to talk amongst yourselves for 2 minutes.
I'm trying to remember how to do this.
Yeah. So the system, you can't, there's a way to do it. I'm trying to remember how.
You just vote 3 times, but you can only vote yes twice.
So, that's right. Yeah. That's where you do it.
Yeah. Also, the executive is in this one.
Yeah.
So, we can't vote that on your show unless you want to have POI after.
Yeah. No, you know what? We can do a 3 will be an extension.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, you just vote 3 times and then say like 1 is yes, and you can only hit that twice.
Yes.
So 1 of the times you won't.
Yeah, okay. That's right.
You were so worried about tonight, you messed up the agenda.
What?
You were so worried about tonight, but I was the one that messed up the agenda.
Oh, that's fine.
I always seem to miss something.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It'll get better, though.
Yeah.
It's always like the first time, yeah. I'm sure once you were first into bed,
yeah,
that you were probably totally nervous. So. Oh, okay.
I think we should note our abstentions.
What's that?
Like, if we hit the button, it won't note the abstentions.
Yeah. At the end, I'll ask if anyone would anyone like their attention noted.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Sorry, what was your name? No problem.
Okay. My apologies. So those Skyping in, you're going to have to revote as well. So thinking it over, what makes the most sense is what we're going to do is we're going to vote three times, one for each counselor, and you can vote yes twice. So if you look at the key, there's number one is yes, number two is abstain, and number three is no. So you don't have to vote yes twice, but you can vote yes up to two times. Does everybody understand? And if you are Skyping in, just text me yes or no, or abstain. Okay, so the first vote is for Councillor Obiafuna. They vote now. Okay. Next is for Councillor Lay. For Mr. Shao. Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Perfect. So I did notice some abstentions. So would anyone who made an abstention like we noted? The entire executive committee? Okay. So congratulations to Councillor Obiafuna and Councillor Lay. Okay. So the next item is...
I'd like to move a motion from the floor.
Councillor Sumar with a motion from the floor.
I'd like to move to appoint one member of Students' Council to the Budget and Finance Committee.
Okay. So that is the motion before. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Kim. Is there any opposition to allowing this motion to be tabled? Okay. Vice President Sumar, would you care to introduce?
Sure. I'm not as knowledgeable as Vice President Shima on budgetary matters and things like that. He probably could give you a much more thorough explanation of BFC. But basically, Budget Finance Committee looks at all the different departments of the Students' Union, looks at the budgets for the last few years, as well as the actuals for those budgets. Yeah, I sat on the committee last year. Although it may not be the most exciting committee, it's very informative. We learn a lot. And it's very exciting with Vice President Shima on the committee. Yeah. Anyways, I'll let Vice President Shima speak more to the committee if he is interested. He's not, so.
Okay, are there any nominations? Councilor Kim?
I'd like to nominate Councilor Liang.
Mr. Shao.
Sorry, I respectfully decline.
Councilor Borden.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Smith.
Councilor Smith, you accept?
I accept.
Are there any further nominations? Vice President Kuzma.
I'd like to nominate Councilor Borden.
Councilor Borden?
I respectfully decline.
Are there any further nominations? Okay, congratulations to Councillor Smith. Would you like to make a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion just to appoint one member to the audit committee.
President Yamagishi is moving to appoint one member of Students' Council to the audit committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Smith, is there any opposition to allowing this motion to be tabled? Okay, President Yamagishi, introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Given that there are 7 seats on the audit committee, we previously had 4 and filled 2. We are now 3 more to make a full audit committee.
Thank you very much. Are there any nominations? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Liang.
Excuse me? Sorry? Just repeat that.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Liang.
Mr. Shao, would you like to accept?
I respectfully decline. Sorry.
Okay. Councillor Carson.
Pass.
Are there any further nominations? Councillor Nguyen.
I nominate Councillor
Chuang. If I hear no further nominations, I'm going to assume that there are no nominations at this time. We'll move on to the next item of business. Going once, going twice. Okay. So moving on to item 7G. That would now be. Yeah, 7G. The item is Yamagishi Chima move to appoint one Students' Union Counselor to serve on the Athletics and Recreation Fee Advisory Committee, ARFAC. President Yamagishi, would you care to introduce?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So ARFAC, or the Athletics, it basically looks at the athletic fee that we all pay to the university, and it's administered for a number of purposes. It can support various aspects of the tax regulation, varsity sports teams, and basically everything that happens in the faculty of athletics and recreation. We actually didn't host any of these meetings last year, but it has been called to order. There are a certain number of big issues related to the athletics and recreation fee that are being brought up, such as the Canada School Hockey Team recently being taken out of competition, and the Golden Bears Legacy Fund matters that are happening right now at the university. This is a very serious committee. There's a lot of high-level university administrators on this committee, including the Dean of Students. He will also be joined by 2 vice presidents from the Students' Union. So it may take quite a bit of equipment depending on how these issues play out, but we're looking for someone who wants to take this responsibility.
Thank you very much, President Yamagishi. Are there any nominations?
I nominate
That's okay. I'll recognize Mr. Zhao first. So, sorry, can you repeat your nomination?
I nominate Councillor Kuchikoyo.
Councillor Kuchikoyo, do you accept?
Yep.
Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Smith.
Councillor Smith, do you accept?
I'll accept.
Are there any further nominations? Okay. So we will do the same thing. We'll give 1 minute to each speaker, starting with Councillor Kuchikoyo. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so I believe that athletics are a very important foundation in emotional well-being and also in physical well-being, and I would work to uphold those values. I created previous experience with athletics in high school. I was the director of the intramural hockey program, and in university, I've been part of intramural teams, and also I just played basketball for fun on the side, so if you don't find me here, if you don't find me studying, you'll find me in the Bonito. So I think that's why I made a good candidate for this position.
Thank you very much. Councillor Smith.
Okay. First of all, my minor is phys ed, but I also have volunteered in high schools. In the high school as the athletic assistant athletic director, which I've dealt with many of these things. I also think that athletics is extremely important because it creates a sense of community in universities where it is a strong influence. I think that with all the issues that are coming up over the next year, it needs to be a focus, and hopefully we'll...
Thank you very much. So we will move on to a vote, with number one being Councillor Kuchikoyo, number two being Councillor Smith, and if you're Skyping in, please text me your vote.
Go ahead.
Congratulations to Councillor Kuchikoyo. Okay, so moving on to item 7H. Yamagishi Chima moved to appoint one Students' Union Counselor to serve on the Health Center Advisory Group. President Yamagishi, would you care to introduce?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, the Health Center Advisory Group, it's very similar to the athletics fee advisory group, except this time we're looking at the health center advisory fee. So students also pay a fee to the Health and University Wellness Services. This covers a number of different services, including the University Health Center, Student Counseling Center, or Student Counseling Services, sorry, Sexual Assault Center, and a whole bunch that are basically covered by this fee. There's some big issues coming up next year as the university has potentially about a $800,000 one-time infusion of funding to go into student counseling services that is pending. So this is a big thing that we're looking at next year. The Health Center Advisory, HCAG basically, is looking at possibly doing a referendum for a $400,000 student matching fee with the university. So if this referendum is to go forward, then it will be a whole lot of work and could make a big change for students on campus. We also look at things like the difference between where the money is going to, so between health services versus all the other pieces, I guess, to either students with the health services and whatnot. So it's hard to explain, but basically you work with people like the dean of students, the director of university wellness services, and it's always good to have someone with background in health sciences.
Sure.
I was just wondering what the commitment is like.
And there's a point of information, and pretend his mic was still on. President Yamagishi?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's probably, I'd say, a maximum of 1 to 1.
Okay. Are there any nominations? Vice President Shaw.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to nominate
Councillor
Ruth.
Councillor Ruth?
I'll respectfully.
Councillor Kim.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Reitz.
Councillor Reitz?
I
second.
Councillor Reitz?
Councillor
Lay.
I nominate Councillor
Chowdhury.
I respectfully decline.
Are there any further nominations? With that, then, congratulations to you, Councillor Reitz. Okay. So that takes us to the end of that business. So we'll move on to executive committee reports. And any member of the executive can make an oral report. Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Hey, everyone. Moving on. Hope you're all enjoying your first meeting of Students' Council. By the way, although I didn't mention this in my report, I was running it probably starting at 6 a.m. on the Friday that it was due. I am really excited to work with all of you. I know a lot of you are very passionate about certain issues, and I'm looking forward very much to working with all of you in the upcoming year. That being said, there isn't really much new from the report I wrote on Friday because today was our first official day in office, I guess. All we did today was meet a whole bunch of the SU staff and get more of an orientation. But one thing to note is that I did participate in the RHA transition, so the Residence Hall Association transition that happened this past week. So we discussed a few important issues with the incoming executive. I'm very excited, but as I stated in my report, we need more executives. So if you guys are at all interested, or you know somebody who might be interested in building a residence at the U of A, which includes East Campus Village, so Greeks, let me know, and I can pass an application on to them. Right?
Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. And the other members like to make a report? President Yamagishi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, similar to Vice President Sumar, we went through the transition director day today. I transitioned with President Tai and also did the transition with Vice President Sumar. So, double whammy is a lot of fun. And we are going on retreat actually right after this meeting is over. So, we're going to be going to, I think it's called Black Lake, for 5 months, and we'll come back on Sunday night. And it's pretty jam-packed, like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day with sessions through and through. So, these guys will probably be a little bit tired, but much more knowledgeable by the end of that. Some exciting things, I guess, that are happening are I had a meeting of the Umbrella Committee today. And what the Umbrella Committee is, it's created by the university. It has a number of high-level administrators, and they're trying to find a solution to the problem of having a 6% budget increase each year and only receiving 2% from the government. So they're looking at a bunch of ways to save money, make the institution more efficient, and also finding new pathways, such as the creation of like a teaching intensive stream for professors and instructors to get a little bit more, but I can explain where you guys get your questions. That's going to be one of the biggest keys for the year, and they threw it on me on the first day in office, so it was a lot of fun. Things are going really well. Also, do you guys have any comments on what you think about the exec sitting here for the city? I have a certain opinion on it, so thanks.
Thank you very much. Any further reports? Vice President Chima.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple things to report on. Info Link has closed its doors in the location on the site for PTLC, and this is a result of relatively low usage coupled with high costs in running that location. So that allows us to save on some resources and to divert resources as well as staff attention elsewhere to more effectively run the service and concentrate our efforts. InfoLink has also been in the process of working on a redesign for the main floor sub-kiosk. That redesign is now complete, it's been costed, and we're in the process of determining financing for that project. And then the third thing I'd like to mention is that there has been a digital kiosk installed on the main floor sub, directly below the departures board and the registry board is near the west door, east door, sorry. And it's prototype, but it is functional, so please do check that and provide me with any feedback you have on that project. And finally, my transition is also complete. It's a long ride, but I think I'm not knowing what I'm doing.
Thank you very much. Any further reports? No? Okay, so someone. Vice President Kuzma.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So hopefully you guys enjoyed or skimmed through at least my four-page report in council.
Yes.
However, despite it being pretty lengthy and detailed, I forgot to add a couple more things. So during my, prior to today, I was involved with the Senate Nomination Committee, and the committee, you know, we went through 14 applications, and we went, the three that we, that the committee is recommending to me, which I direct with the CAT, which I direct with the council, is Kathy Valletta, Zachary A. Benjamin, and William Bart Pickering. So we'll see if how it all goes and plays out, CAT, et cetera. But those are the three that the committee chose. Now, there's a couple more things. We have a new, in terms of provincial politics, we have a Wild Rose critic for the advanced education and technology. So that's exciting. Cabinet should be out next week, or hopefully, and we'll see who we're going to be working with. I guess some shout outs. Also, I made a survey last night. Check out, please spread the survey. It's, we want to try and report as many incidents of students being turned down when it came to voting on the provincial elections. So I made this really quick survey, just whipped it up. Please share it as much as possible today with that you know who may have been turned down or had any difficulties when it came to voting. So I put that on blast on Facebook. Check it out. And I just wanted to say, I wanted to give welcome to, I think, our first non-counselor here, who's just kind of checking out students' council, to Connor. He's, our guest now, so that's awesome. It's sweet having someone who actually isn't a counselor. She's actively recruiting and just trying to bring non-counselors to council, and I hope, you know.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. Sorry, I'm not just being a jerk. You get 2 minutes to do a report, and I'm just setting the tone. Moving on, is there any board or committee members or chairs that would like to make a report? No, you will notice, I thought someone was trying to get my attention. You will notice on the late editions, there is the standing orders of council. I believe it's in the late editions. And the reason for that is bylaw stipulates that the CAC chair will introduce to council the standing orders of Students' Council. So unlike other committees, the standing orders of Students' Council do not expire. They continue year to year, but at the first meeting of Students' Council, they will be introduced by the chair of the Council Administration Committee, so you can see that. There are some other relevant information items, but if there are no reports, we will move straight into question period. So how question period works, just so you all know, ask a question, raise your placard. When I will acknowledge you, either verbally or if I'm putting you on the speakers list, I will point at you or look at you and write you down and call your name in that order. With that, we'll move on to question period. So, Councillor McGinn.
So I direct the question to you.
You can direct, at this time, I apologize, you can say this question is for, that's a very good point, excuse me. A question in question period must be directed at a single member of Students' Council. So a lot of times people direct questions at the entire executive committee. That's actually technically not allowed. So if that is what you're intending to do, I would suggest you maybe direct it to the president and allow them to defer to whoever they think is best to do it. Sorry to interrupt. With that, Councillor McGinn.
My question is for President Yamagishi, and I would just like to explain styrofoam. Thank you.
President Yamagishi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, actually, the executive committee doesn't really have much to do with, like, the organization of the food, but I don't like styrofoam, as you very much know. So I will put in a request that we don't have styrofoam for the rest of the year,
reusable plates are very easy to get from a stainless steel panel. I'll try and send an email right now after this meeting. Thanks for the catch.
Thank you very much. Vice President Chima.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. My question is also for President Yamaguchi. He was already saying that. whether the President has any plans on learning what goals that counselors may have for the organization, the council to come here, and how he might wish to address such goals.
My apologies, President Yamaguchi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I forgot to say this in my report. I will be looking at setting up individual meetings with all of you over the summer, if you guys are available. So while we're on retreats, we'll get Stella, our executive assistant, to hopefully send you guys out emails, and we can schedule something that can happen. Like, we won't be back until Sunday this week, but hopefully after that, I can meet up with all of you guys and find out what you're planning to do. So if you want to just write down a few notes of your goals for council and for your position this year, that'd be great. Really appreciate it. And I also forgot to say that the three of us met with a MLA yesterday already. His name is Don Scott, and he's the MLA for like half of Fort McMurray, Conklin. And we talked about post-secondary issues, and I was really impressed with his response, so it was good.
Thank you very much, Councilor Lay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for the VP, External Kuzma. You said in your report you'll have the results of the Get Out to Vote campaign. Would you also specify a bit more specifically when that will come out?
Yeah, thanks for the great question, Councilor Lay. It's from my understanding that during the cause changeover, and cause, if you guys don't know, is the Council of Alberta University Students. So that's a provincial lobby group that we're part of, and we're having our own transition, I believe, from May 13 to 15. And I believe we're going to talk about some of the results of then. I checked over the schedule for our retreat. So I'll get back to you as soon as possible, ideally, probably most likely after that transition. But yeah, thanks for checking out the report.
Thank you very much. Mr. Power.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for Vice President Student Life. I was just wondering if, for the benefit of Council, you could outline a little bit about the RHA and what's important, and what they should encourage their constituents to get involved in it.
Excuse me, Vice President Simon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the question. So the RHA, just once again, the RHA is the Residents Health Association. It basically represents, I say basically because it is a little bit unclear just from the last few weeks, I'd say. It basically represents all students, all residents at the U of A, which include Campus Saint-Jean, Residence Saint-Jean, Lister Center, Mishra Park, Newton Place, Hub, East Campus Village. There's a couple more. Essentially, what the RHA does is, among other things, it advocates on behalf of students living in residence. This past year, we advocated on a couple of very important issues, including one issue, which is hub security, and another issue, which is term leases. So hub security involves basically the fact that the hub residence is open 24/7 and is available basically for members outside the community to come and vandalize the mall. There were some very serious instances of graffiti and other types of vandalism, as well as members who don't live in Hub entering buildings and things like that. With term leases, it's a much more complex issue. It involves leases which are of a very odd number of months, which is 11 months. I know I've never heard of police, which is 11 months. It's very strange. But basically, the RHA, among other things, advocates for students living in residence. It also programs for those residents. It also provides services like the grocery bus. So this past year, every Sunday, the grocery bus ran stopped at a couple of locations and took students to South Edmonton Common to allow them to get groceries and other items, such as maybe IKEA furniture, things like that. So executive members One of the requirements is that they have to live in residence. So if you know any members of Renaissance Saint-Jean or anybody living in the East Campus area or other residences of the U of A, get in touch with me because we're a little short on executive members, but at the same time, I think this is a great opportunity for anyone who would like to get more involved with governance as well as the advocacy side of the university. I hope that adequately answers your question.
Thank you very much. Before moving on, I should have mentioned earlier, so if you do a question, if you submit a written question, that always takes priority. So if you notice on the late editions, there was a written question submitted, and there's also a answer submitted on the late editions. But what I would normally do, had I not forgotten, at the start of question period, would ask the counselor that submitted the question if they would like any further clarification on that question. So my apologies for missing that. That's what normally happens. So Counselor Obehuna, you actually submitted that question, so maybe before you get on to your next question, is there any further clarification that you were looking for on that one? No, perfect. Okay, so then Counselor Obehuna, after the question.
Thank you. I have a question for Councillor Nguyen about the Council Administration Committee. I was just wondering if the date for the retreat has been set yet.
Actually, no, we haven't really got together to talk about the retreat yet. It should be done soon, you know. We'll let you know in a couple of weeks.
Just to clarify, if a counselor would like, or a vice president or a president would like to defer the speaking turn, as long as they don't turn off their mic, they're allowed to defer their turn just by saying, I'd like to defer to counselor.
I would like to defer to Councilor Corsi.
Thank you. Actually, our first CAC meeting will be on May 15th at 5 o'clock, so if anyone would like to join us. So hopefully after that date, we'll have some more info to tell everyone when everything's going down. But if not, Kelsey Mills is actually the chair, so you can go ahead and send her emails because she's the boss. Thanks.
I can actually answer that a little bit. It's going to happen sometime in June. I'm not sure which weekend, though, about how.
Okay, so with that, we'll move on to Councillor Nguyen.
I have a question for Mr. VP External. So you've been very passionate about the provincial elections. So I want to know the Saudi election, what else you do when you remain power.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I couldn't give out a drawn-out answer like Vice President Sumar, but I'll keep it rather short. So my job is to advocate to the various levels of government. We are provincial federal law groups. And I'm going to be setting out my executive plans, our goals documents pretty soon. And by June 1st, we're going to be presenting them to the policy committee, I believe, so you can learn more about what I'm going to be doing and what we're going to be doing as well. So if you guys want to drop by to that policy meeting sometime early June or before May, you guys should check it out. That way you can get a better idea of what we're going to be working on. And I think late June we'll publish our entire in detail executive goal. So thanks for the good question. And it's a glad that I had a chance to bring this up. So thanks.
Thank you very much. Councillor Lay.
Would you also update on the local status of the doing power much during?
Thank you. Thank you for the question, Councilor Nguyen. We are currently in the midst of negotiations with University Facilities and Operations regarding extension of the lease. Right now, we're just operating on a good faith kind of security steering until we get a new lease sorted out. There does appear to be a political will on both sides, so we are on the table to have a multi-year extension. It's just a matter of sorting out this terms and getting it on the table. And I'm optimistic this can be done in the next month.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions? Councilor Way?
Mr. Speaker, I'm able to ask you a question.
I believe that would be a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Or a point of parliamentary inquiry.
talk about the bench. Parliamentary inquiry.
Councillor Lay, on a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Whose responsibility is it to Mr. Jenner inform council about the new meeting place since U Hall is being under renovation?
That's a very good question. I believe that's something that likely will be sent out through either myself or the president as soon as we know more information. As of right now, as far as I'm aware, there isn't a set date or plan for when we're moving, but I'll defer to the president if he would like to add anything to that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Like the speaker said, we don't have a set date, but we're assuming it will probably be sometime in mid-late August, so we should be good for at least a little while. But as you can see, construction has already begun above us, so it could be coming sooner than later or later than later, so who knows.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions? President Yamagishi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for the Vice President Academic. Just because no one's asked you a question yet, I just want to know what you've been up to.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. President, thank you for the question. So for the past 6 weeks, I've been working on my transition with Vice President Academic Emeritus Harrison Shorba, various university administrators, and to a number of community meetings, the Faculty Association reps and other student representatives. I worked on transition with the Serving Governance Department as well. Excited to work with new student employee Jessica Nguyen, who's the Student Governance Officer of the Year, as well as with two new student ombuds people, Rory Tigg, and Andrew Charter. Looking forward to overall a productive year. Busy with transition, also learning to be. Thanks for the question.
Thank you very much. Are there any further questions? Councilor Nguyen.
I have another question for Mr. VPS. What is sitting in the middle of the Gazette for? Do you think more important?
thank you for the question, Mr. Speaker.
Are there any further questions? Okay.
Just a point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Sure.
I was just wondering how it would go about making just a, sort of a short announcement about Ms. Lynn's.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I would suggest that you plant a question or else make an informal announcement after adjournment. With that, are there any further questions? Councillor Carson?
I would like to ask Vice President Sumar to make an announcement. Please.
I'm going to take that as a question to Vice President Sumar on whatever it is that you wanted to speak about.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the great question, Councillor Carson. So one thing I wanted to add to the speaker's spiel about written questions was that if you are planning on submitting a written question but you don't get it in to the main agenda on time, I'm not sure if you mentioned this. I was paying attention, but I'm not sure. I would recommend to all members of Students' Council to make sure that if they submit it to the late editions, that they also send the question to the executive that the question is directed towards. That way, the written question isn't sort of just appears on the late editions and we find out about it at 2 o'clock. It's much better to find out about a written question on, let's say, Monday at noon, so we have time to do a little bit of background research, as opposed to sort of trying to throw together an answer that might seem a little better than sort of an oral response. So try to send it to the respective executive that it's directed towards, so that we can give you a better answer. Yeah, so once again, as the speaker mentioned, the time to submit anything to the main agenda is 8 a.m. on the Friday preceding Students' Council. For anything for the late editions, the deadline is 2 p.m. on the Tuesday of Students' Council.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. Just so Council is aware, all the information is available in the email that I sent to you earlier as well. with that, one more final note. I apologize for all these little asides, but if you would, what a very good practice of council is to submit written questions. That way you're going to get precedent, you're going to get a better answer, and also you will take up less time when there are more items of business. This is an unusually light meeting, and it usually will not be this a light of an agenda, and so submitting a written question makes the meeting a lot more efficient and also gets you a better answer, just so you know. But with that, there are 15 minutes for question period has lapsed, and there are no more names on the speakers list, so I believe all of our items of business have been dealt with, and I would look favorably upon a motion to adjourn. Somebody would like to make such a motion? Councilor Kinda. Councilor Kinda moves to adjourn, seconded by...
Mr. Speaker, point of order, please.
Go ahead.
Do we have to approve council standing orders, or is that just an information item for all the council members?
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice President. As I said in my introduction, it is simply a item of information, as standing orders are the only standing orders of Students' Council are the only standing orders that do not expire every year, but the chair of the Council Administration Committee must introduce them to Students' Council, as the chair did in the information items on the late editions. So I hope that answers the question. With that, Councillor Kinda has moved to adjourn. Is there a seconder? Councillor Smith, is there any opposition to adjourning? With that, thank you very much. So if you could stay for attendance, please. President Yamagishi. Vice President Chellen. Vice President Kuzmu. Vice President Chima. Vice President Sumar. Ms. Orza for Governor Kelly.
Present.
Councillor Milner. Councillor Kim.
Present.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Councillor Mills.
Present.
Councillor Root.
Present.
Councillor Borden.
Present.
Councillor Lay.
Present.
Councillor Holt. Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Makula. Councillor Kulu. Councillor Lang. Mr. Shao for Councillor Lang. Apologize. Councillor Crone. Councillor Baddick. Councillor Reitz.
Present.
Councillor Carson.
Present.
Councillor Bellinger. Councillor Chowdhury.
Present.
It's Chowdhury, correct?
Chowdhury.
Sorry, I did that last time too. Councillor Champagne. Sorry, Mr. Power for Councillor Champagne.
Present.
Councillor Chong.
Present.
Councillor Kuchi Kirill.
Yes.
Councillor Nguyen.
Present.
Councillor Pham.
Present.
Councillor Bui.
Present.
Councillor Obiafuna.
Present.
Councillor Hodson.
Present.
Thank you very much. See you all on May 15th. So you keep this?
It's just all go back in there, and yeah. Then I dig through it tomorrow morning and find everything.
I might take some of this.
Okay. Then I'll just take the attendance. I think that's all I really need. Then, other than that, you can take whatever you want.
You, sorry, I'm saying, you have her the middle one. Sorry, what's that?
What happened at the committee meeting? I sent you an email saying I couldn't make either because I have an proxy, but you just an email detailing the minutes?
I will. What I'll be doing is sending them to all the members of the committee. I'll send the minutes, to the chair to distribute to, and I'll send the minutes, the announcement of chair and like responsibilities of the chair.
And have you also, is there a finalist time for meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are in the minutes. I can't remember off my head.
Okay.
I have that time, but I'm going to do it this week.
Okay, that's fine.
Is it my responsibility as chair to book the room and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And you can coordinate with people.
Okay.
So just send an email to me when you know your meeting schedule. We can't book rooms day of.
Okay.
It's 2:00 the day before is the cutoff.
Okay.
So just whenever you know your schedule, let me know like your whole schedule, and then I'll just book all the rooms.
Awesome.
And you don't have to worry about it. So.
Awesome. Sweet.
If you have a parking pass, don't forget.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I should have
But
it's
like, so what's like, well, it depends on the topic.
Yeah, for sure.
Conservatives, conception of federalism.
Rory, don't we let you into the office?
Yeah. A lot of, like,
over-premise.
Which one's mine? National speeches. And then I'll be writing reports on it. Yeah, so it'll be interesting. It'll be a long
Hey, okay, like parking pass? Oh, she hasn't?
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah, that's bad. How about you?
I don't remember her name, but you were at Matt.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Yeah. So it's been a while, but yeah, so have you?
Exactly. I'm going to hit up for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
she's here.
Do you still hobble with her?
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My bad. My fault.
Yeah, she just made up. Yeah. Hello.
So my question, I guess I've worded this incorrectly, but can you amend standing orders to city council?
Oh!
Yes, the mechanism for amending standing orders is in...
Well,
yours is there too. It's in bylaw 100 or within the standing orders.
Okay.
That's so scary.
Read them over. Absolutely. I can't honestly can't remember. I'm going to read them again. I'm bringing this on retreat, so I'm going to read it again.
Yeah.
But don't forget your laptop. Eh?